Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love.
Greetings, everyone. This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love, Saturday, September 19th, 2015. I'm going to be going into some readings today from two articles this last week. The one I just published today called Continuum News. And I've got that information up, including the other article, the links to both of them that I'll be going through. First, I'll be going through global enlightenment timeline acceleration. What's going on in September? What's this big shift that everyone's talking about with these megatrends converging? I'll be going into that first. And you can pull those articles up perhaps in another window while I'm talking. And you can read them before listening to the show or while you're listening to the show. That's the miracle of the internet. You can multitask with a multimedia presentation. You can stop this presentation and while you're watching and following through with the articles that has embedded videos in them, and you can watch the videos. You can come back, and or even while you're listening to the videos, you can scroll down in the article and read more. Some of the videos are pretty long. Some are pretty short. But they give you an insight in depth in what's going on with the global conscious evolution revolution. And when I say that, the veil is definitely thinning. The Schumann resonance of the Earth is increasing. This affects our brain waves directly. There is a resonance factor between the heartbeat of the Earth, the Schumann resonance, and the brainwave frequencies. They have been increasing. I'm going to be going into that, what that looks like, what that means, what's really behind this, all this internet buzz about something big is about to happen or is happening, and it's a function of the shift in our individual and collective consciousness as effect of the field of energies that are shifting the collective field, the quantum field, and be going into that more. I'll actually beginning with that article in Global Enlightenment Timeline Acceleration Now. The theme of that article is, and there's a graphic of the Earth with the sunrise, you might say, over the North America, and where it says the world is awakening. And when I say awakening, you might say consciousness is awakening, it's shifting, it's increasing in frequency into the alpha range, the higher alpha range. I'll be going into that. So there's a lot of mega shifts converging, major shifts in the frequencies of Earth and our consciousness. There's an article on that. There's a global shift reset of the world's currencies and financial order. There's an article you can read, click on that one if you're interested. There's a systemic shift to instant everywhere and interactive net reality, the global internet. You know, the web of consciousness has us all connected. It's beyond time and space as we know it. It's a global village now, and that article goes into more dimensions of that with the internet and the outernet, the global satellite outernet that it's starting to connect with global netizens worldwide. And there's a profound shift from this internet cyberspace to the internet, from internet to internet inner space, the field, the collective field or collective conscience of global humanity. And that understanding of what that is, the collective social conscience, you might say instant everywhere interactive net reality, this sense of, you know, we are one, and that this unity conscience that a lot of people are speaking of, it's, you might say, between the lines of the linear left brain letter of the law and the right brain nonlinear spiritual intuitive spirit of the law. So there's, in the process with all this, there's an unprecedented shift in the collective consciousness of humanity to the spirit of global freedom and opportunity to raise the standard of civility, health, and prosperity for all of us, the United Sovereigns of Earth. So I'm going to be going into that, but this is so big and so out of the box and so different from who we were separately. This whole shift to this new consciousness. The last time this happened was the 2,000-year rise of mythical Atlantis 14,000 years ago, as explained at Galactic Vision. There's a link there. You can go to Galactic Vision and read about that. The big picture of, you know, on Earth as it is in heaven, you might say, on Earth in our solar system as resonates throughout our galaxy, what's going on in our galaxy and our solar system as our solar system orbits in alignment across the galactic plane of hundreds of billions of star systems in our Milky Way galaxy. You can read about that in Galactic Vision and how this is this stupendous shift that is unparalleled since the rise of mythical Atlantis 14,000 years ago. So the mega shift megatrends are converging now. And the quickening of conscientious common sense and the collective awareness of global humanity is now accelerating towards fulfillment of Earth's destiny. A new unity in our diversity may be disruptive to the divisive devolutionary powers that were, but global power shift now is naturally neutralizing the stinking thinking of paradigm paralysis that's stuck in negativity. In other words, we're evolving from the inside out, from Schumann, the heartbeat of the Earth, Schumann resonance, to heart coherence that regulates the frequencies between your ears, you know, the brain waves. So something big is about to happen to Earth that is much different from what you may have imagined before the show today, yet far better. It can be far better than what you may have hoped for. And that's what I'm going to go into. You know, the really beyond the prevailing awareness of the shift that's out there now, which is just a lot of, there's just a lot of fear-mongering and fear. And, of course, fear of the unknown is one of the greatest fears, and people don't know what it is. And so they revolve all their worst-case scenarios of what could happen. But the fact is, it's all in divine order. When you think about, you know, this energetic shift that's going on, of the Earth's energies, these are cosmic energies. These are gamma rays. I'm going to be going into that, the Wave X frequency shift update. And what this Wave X is and how it affects the frequency shift and how it's going mainstream. I mentioned that there was a CBS News clip I heard this last Sunday evening that acknowledged this Dr. Simon Atkins, whose decades-long research on space weather is now getting a lot of recognition with evidence of a surge of gamma rays flooding Earth with cosmic fire through latter September. And this cosmic fire, these gamma rays, these cosmic rays from the galactic core right out through the galactic plane, impacting, you know, the field of our sun directly as resonates and broadcasts its own light in resonance through the Earth field and how it resonates with Schumann resonance. It's all in divine order. Now, Nikola Tesla once said that our entire biological systems, the brain and the Earth itself, work on the same frequencies. He knew, 100 years ago, that the Schumann resonance, the heartbeat of the Earth, resonates with brain waves and consciousness. And he knew that all our biological systems, the brain and the Earth itself, work on the same frequencies. So this is the science. This is the reality. And this is what's been going on with this energy wave coming through our solar system and how it's morphing the energy fields of Earth. It's increasing the Schumann resonance, the heartbeat of Earth, that has risen from its historical norm of 7.8 hertz, which is in the left brain theta range, and it is it's rising. It's risen to 11.3 hertz, which is more in the right brain alpha range. And Dr. Atkins sees this frequency going up to 13 to 14 hertz at the end of September. That's why I'm doing the show now. No one's talking about this. It's important. It really, as you might say, behind the scenes, you know, it's like behind the curtain is the field, the quantum field. Yeah. And Dr. Atkins is predicting a consequent upward shift in mass consciousness because our brain waves adapt to match the corresponding Schumann resonance of the Earth. Now, Einstein talked about this. Albert the Einstein was no dummy. You know, he had enough co-measurement with, you know, there's only energy kind of thing. And whereas he said in his own words, everything is energy, and that's all there is to it. Match the frequency of the reality you want, and you cannot help but get that reality. It can be no other way. This is not philosophy. This is physics. So that's Albert the Einstein speaking. And what he's saying is that there's a correlation between frequencies. Match the frequency of the reality you want, and you cannot help but get that reality. So what's the frequency of the reality you want? Well, it's the frequency of the reality of the field, because all living organisms adapt to the Schumann resonance in the field. It's not philosophy, it's physics. And so the reality you want is congruent with the reality in the field. Well, the reality in the field, the quantum field of Earth, is shifting with the Schumann resonance to a higher frequencies. Dr. Atkins says it's going to 13 to 14 hertz at the end of September. That's unprecedented. That's off the scales. I mean, no one knows what that's going to do. There's a lot of government officials that are predicting a lot of people going to be going off the rails, because they basically, it's going to be, they're going to be out of the box of, you know, their prevailing awareness into another awareness. Some people will be able to, you know, the idea, again, what do we want? What frequency of the reality do you want? As Einstein says, and if you cannot help but get that reality, well, if you don't know that the reality of the field of the is shifting, and it, you know, how could you want it? How could you want higher consciousness, or even be aware that consciousness is shifting, individually and collectively, you know, throughout the morphic grids of consciousness on Earth? If you're not aware of that, how can you adapt to it? So that's what the show's about today. I'm going into it. You know, there's something really big going on in the collective field of consciousness that affects everyone. Now, we'll see what's going to happen. But you're going to see people popping off with brilliance, you know, with higher consciousness, with extraordinary coherence and congruence, you know, heart coherence and mind congruence regarding where Earth's evolutions are going, how technology is evolving, how the principles of personal and planetary sovereignty are going mainstream. And you're going to see basically old paradigms, paradigm paralysis, stinking thinking, whatever you want to call it, you're going to see that hitting the wall. So, you know, the wall, again, hitting the wall of shift. It's like you either upwise and uprise, or otherwise adapt to the higher frequencies, or it's like kicking at the pricks. You know, people are going to be, they're going to hit the wall of their ego, their not self, their unreal self. And I'm going to be going into that in the article that follows up this article on Continuum News. What's real? What's unreal? What's the real self? What's the false self? What's the higher self? What's the lower self? The not self? I mean, it really comes down to, well, this is going to be the test for a lot of people who are going to be out of the box of who they were, how they thought. And there's going to be an initiation of higher consciousness, and some of the collateral damage, you know, unfortunately, you know, not everyone's going to, some people are going to be going kicking and screaming, you know, when I say that, wailing and gnashing of teeth, you're going to be seeing it all, and you're starting to see it now. You're starting to see a lot of crazies pop off. You're seeing a lot of crazy behavior on television. I mean, look at the election debates. Geez, that's going down the rabbit hole if I go there. The human craziness going on, you know, with electing a president, and all the ego strutting of people that want to be president, and you know how they're positioning, you know, their stuff, and so anyway, there's a dynamic going on, and as the heartbeat of the earth increases, the Schumann resonance, so does the set point of human consciousness. Now that set point is like the zero point of nonlinear spherical conscience. In other words, it's as it rises to these higher alpha wave frequencies. The higher alpha wave frequencies correspond more to the right hemisphere. The right hemisphere of consciousness corresponds to the right hemisphere of the Earth. This understanding of the left and right hemispheres of the Earth is one of the previous articles I had on this. A lady I had on my show a few years ago, Lynn McTaggart, who did the book The Bond and the Field, she talked about this on the show and how in the East they read from the right to the left because they're right brain dominant. In the West, we read from left to right because we're left brain dominant. So the Eastern hemispheres of the Earth and the Western hemispheres of the Earth correspond to the left and right brain hemispheres of consciousness. Left brain's more linear, letter of the law. Right brain's more nonlinear, spirit of the law, intuition. This is amazing in itself, but when you think about it, this is what's going on now with the shift in consciousness to the higher alpha wave frequencies, which correspond more to right brain thinking, more nonlinear thinking, more intuitive, holistic, effective sensory perception, ESP thinking, and what's going to happen, or as this happens, again, some people are going to hit the wall of their left brain, linear, logical, lockstep letter of the law, which killeth the spirit of the law. In other words, some people are going to be, kicking at the pricks or kicking and screaming, you know, basically they're going to resist and resent the changes in their own way of thinking, and rather than adapt, they're going to be struggling. So this is a dynamic going on in the collective consciousness of humanity in general. Relationships are going to be affected directly. So this is going to be a big test for relationships, personal relationships in families, in business. And you're going to have some people get it and some people won't. Some people will come up higher and some people will resist and resent. You might say resent. Some people will have resentment of achievement at out of the box of the way achievement was previously considered. This is huge, folks. There's all these government exercises with Jade Helm. They know what's coming. They know that people are going to be popping off, even people in government, people in positions of power, on a local level, state level, national level. I mean, it's going to be affecting all of them. So, you know, where's the checks and balances here? Well, the checks and balances are in the field, in the collective field. In other words, a majority of people will be shifting into higher frequencies, will be adapting. Some people will accept it, and you might say recalibrate fluidly, harmoniously, rapidly, because they're already in their hearts. And so the idea of heart coherence in the higher alpha wave frequencies will be intrinsic to their nature. And you're going to most people that are that are already in their heart, they're going to be going in the direction of higher conscience, and with a, you know, a congruence, you might say, with the coherence. So there's a the coherence factor is, again, a right brain dominant function that we'll be seeing more in the collective field. And that'll bring the majority of people worldwide, you might say a collective revolution in higher consciousness, into more coherence, heart coherence, which is the golden ratio algorithm of the heart rhythm when you're in the frequency of holy compassion or joy or just bliss of knowing and being, you know, you might say, free from the sense of separation and suffering. So this zero point of nonlinear spiritual consciousness and spherical conscience is really unity conscience. It's atonement or at one-ment with the field of unity conscience, which is in resonance with Earth's heartbeat, which is now rising to the higher alpha wave range of those frequencies that ultimately represent hemispheric balance through heart coherence in both hemispheres of the Earth, east and west, setting the synchronous morphic matrix for coherent hearts and minds worldwide. It's going on in the Earth, and the Earth is holographic in the field that resonates in the hemispheres of our brains. So heart coherence and mind congruence worldwide is the divine destiny at this time. Now, some people are seeing this now. More people will see this. You know, they'll become like a self-evident truth to many people. Other people will be just stuck. They'll be struggling. They'll be kicking at the pricks. They'll be, you know, they'll be uncomfortable with this, and they'll have wailing and gnashing of teeth because they'll see the world changing. Some people are afraid of change. Some people are suffering from future shock already from the accelerated rate of change. And you've got this dynamic going on. Now, understanding what's going on now, you think of Nikola Tesla back in 1926, who said, remember, this is 1926, this is before television, and he said, when wireless is perfectly applied, the whole Earth will be converted into a huge brain, which in fact it is, all things being particles of a real and rhythmic whole. We're all connected, you know, this human resonance. He goes on to say, we shall be able to communicate with one another instantly, irrespective of distance. Not only this, but through television and telephone, we shall see and hear one another as perfectly as though we were face-to-face despite intervening distances of thousands of miles. And the instruments through which we shall be able to do all this will fit in our vest pockets. That was Nikola Tesla back in 1926. He's talking about cell phones. Now, how did he know this? How could he see this? How could he see that this is where we were going, towards a global brain, an instant everywhere, all connected, internet, global brain, an internet, a network of consciousness globally? I mean, how did our world's most brilliant inventor the last 100 years see the future so well? Did he have some kind of connection with the source, creator, or mind of God? Is the accelerated thinning of the veil of dense consciousness in September a trigger event for a collective conscious evolutionary ascent in co-creation with creator, source? Here we have a quote by Albert Einstein that addresses that question, and he says, time is a persistent illusion that prevents everything from happening at once. It is not at all what it seems. It does not flow only in one direction. And the future exists simultaneously with the past. In other words, Nikola Tesla was seeing the future. He was just ahead of his time. He was ahead of the time back then. He basically connected the dots just like he designed. And he created in his mind the magneto for alternating current. He saw it working in his mind, and he saw it how it worked, and he could go back and change the design, and it would and correct its functioning in his mind. He could actually see the process unfold, whereby the alternating current, AC current, as we know it now, and many other inventions, he did the same thing. He would see it in his mind, the invention, see it working. He would tweak it and see it working better. Well, he kind of connected the dots to where this was going with television and telephony, you know, cell phones. And he could see where it was going, and he could see how it would be reduced in size with technology to where it would fit in our vest pockets, you know, cell phones like they are now. He saw that. So, again, now is the time, September 2015, for a mass awakening to basic operant first principles of cosmic law, the law of the angles of God, geometric order, divinity, you know, the divine, the order of the universe, which is the fractal order of the holographic universe, pure geometry, sacred geometry, and the language of the angels of love, heart coherence. You know, the language of the angels of our better nature is heart coherent. It's the frequency of holy compassion. It's that bliss, joy, sense of equilibrium, homeostasis for healing, language of the angels, harmony, love. So, in the same way that Nikola Tesla would see the future by connecting the dots, see his invention working, tweak it. We're at a point where global civilization is looking at global enlightenment with Web 3.0. And this spark of global enlightenment is setting the matrix for an Aquarian age of global freedom and universal love. Now, I'm going to backtrack a little bit. Sometimes I watch CBS News to monitor the progress of real news that the Internet forces the mainstream media to disclose so they don't look too far behind Internet news that has already gone mainstream worldwide. For example, the weekly Cosmic Disclosure series, you know, that's on Gaim TV, which is Internet TV, with Corey Good and David Wilcock. If you haven't been watching that, these are the Internet shows that are going into full disclosure. You know, what full disclosure will look like as the frequency of shift goes mainstream. So the frequency shift of consciousness as it goes mainstream. This Cosmic Disclosure series, this is a good time to tune into that, folks. I don't know if you've been watching that, but we're talking about, you know, the secret space program and what's been going on with, you know, the last 20 years with a real Stargate program that the so to speak secret government has had with the secret space program, how they've been, you know, basically stargating all over the galaxy. I mean, we're just like Stargate SGI, but that was that TV series Stargate SGI, that's basically a just cover, a sci-fi cover for the real story that's been going on. I mean, this is huge, and global humanity, there's a giant leap of human consciousness that's happening with awareness of this. So Corey Good said on the September 8th show, 2015, here this last week, he said, this leap of human consciousness is to become more loving, forgiving of ourselves and others, to stop the wheel of karma, to focus daily on becoming more service to others and to raise our consciousness, our vibration, which is a difficult path to walk. Now, that kind of sounds like, you know, Aquarian Age, hippie, airy, fairy, but, you know, you get into the core. Here's Corey Good. I think that's his real name, I understand, but you get to the core of cosmic good with cosmic disclosure. And you get with the potential of human consciousness, which is so vast and beyond with what we've been taught, what we believe is possible, you know, what is considered normal. And things are moving really fast, folks. Last year was the first year that most Americans got their news from independent sources on the Internet. This year, this is about 2 weeks ago now, Facebook announced a landmark event when they achieved 1 billion people who used their service in one day. That's out of 1.5 billion Facebook users and 3.2 billion people who have access to the Internet worldwide. Some people say it's almost 4 billion people that have access to the Internet, but I'm being conservative here. So out of about 7-plus billion people on Earth, that's a billion global citizens, or netizens, I call them. A billion netizens who are networking for the net worth of news is a highly personalized process of connecting with good sources for truth and a more enlightened net reality. Now, I'm going to go through this pretty quick so I can go into Continuum News. It's an update I just finished today. It's got videos and graphics and some insight on what's going on in the continuum, the test that's best, the shift of consciousness, the real self, the not self, the true self, the false self. You know, what's the test that's best, the choice that every soul on earth is going through at this time. So with the internet, you see this instant everywhere interactive connection. You've got a billion global netizens connecting with Facebook daily. You've got this sense of a global village, and we are one. This is the power of Web 2.0. Now, as I said, we're moving to Web 3.0. And understanding that, where it's going, and how basically equilibrium will be established out of chaos in our social webs, in our social networks, in our social conscience. This is the understanding of how we're moving, and on the threshold, you know, from moving from Web 2.0 to Web 3.0. Let me backtrack a little bit. The internet has evolved from the original network of computers, which is Web 1.0, and it's evolved to platforms or interactive social networks in Web 2.0. They have rapidly evolved with the power of wisdom, with love for the truth about who we really are, what is our purpose, where we're going as a global civilization, and how we're going to get there. Now we're on the threshold of Web 3.0. And that Web 3.0 is underlined, hot-linked, and you can read about what that looks like, how that works, an in-depth understanding of what social network consciousness, social conscience, and social networks will look like as we involve and evolve our individual and collective conscience, with the capital C as in C, beyond the veil that we're all in now. You know, the veil is shifting. It's changing very rapidly. And we're going to be seeing a lot of changes as this article began with those links that I gave at the beginning of this article. I mean, we're talking about a global economic reset. We're talking about, you know, major things going on with the shift of frequencies of Earth and the shift of consciousness, a shift in our global net reality as a whole, you know, the family of man in a global village. This is huge. So now we're on the threshold of Web 3.0. So remember September 2015 as that Jubilee time. And Jubilee time, again, is underlined and hot-linked. There's an article there with all this internet buzz about Jubilee. What, you know, real shift in all our social, political, and economic institutions. You know, a quantum shift beyond what, you know, the mechanistic reality as we've come to know it. You know, again, much of civilization doesn't even recognize quantum reality yet, but it's beyond the quantum mechanistic, you know, that we're cogs in a machine type of a view. The body is a machine, and we're cogs in a machine. It's beyond that. We're talking about quantum reality, quantum science, quantum healing, quantum everything. And humanity is about to slip the surly bounds of paradigm paralysis and get it, what global enlightenment looks like. So the current Web 2.0 capability is of one-to-one one to mass communications will evolve to Web 3.0 capabilities for mass to mass communications, mass to mass telecom. And again, that concept, mass to mass telecom, is Hotlink. You can go and read about what that will look like and how that will work with an interactive interface for mass to mass communications. Now, we're talking about that means 100 or a million people can respond to an online video in real time, live at the same time, or in replay. They can respond utilizing a universal interface with archetypal principles of cultural DNA, which organizes information in formation for pattern recognition, 3D mind congruence within three dimensions of consciousness via three numbers in sequence at any one time on your desktop, laptop, or palm top computer. So that's kind of the process I'm going through, just like Nikola Tesla would go through an invention, and he would, basically outpicture the vision in his mind, and he would see it, and he would tweak it, and he would see how it's working, and then he would tweak it as, the perfecting of it. This is basically what I'm doing with you now, a vision of what this would look like, three numbers in sequence, dot, 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 that you hit on your alphanumeric keyboard on your computer or on your cell phone or your laptop, three numbers, and it creates a set point, a dot, and a cube. Those three numbers represent 3 1-10 dimensions of an XYZ coordinate axis that corresponds to light language. This light language is the language of consciousness. There's a link on it, and there's 4 or 5 pages going to in depth in the understanding of light language as basically the language of consciousness in the holodeck, the holographic field between your ears from upper brain to lower brain, left brain to right brain, and forebrain foresight to rear brain hindsight, creating a 3D dot in a field of dots that represents a response within any 4D time frame. Basically, time is the fourth dimension. It's an illusion that we create, we make linear from moment to moment, like motion pictures. It's actually still frames moment to moment that are going fast enough moment to moment that it gives the illusion of a movie that it's real when they're just basically digital frames or film frames, moving very rapidly before consciousness. So what we're talking about is a process for objectifying, the conscious evaluation process of a video at any one time. Objectifying, you might say, collective consciousness in the way that truly involves and evolves or cultures 5D social conscience within a social network. And then, again, what that looks like, how that works, why 5D is a synergistic integration of 3D in 4D time. And what I'm saying is that if you visualize this, as new videos are created that highlight the context and meaning of consensus on a subject, previous video, within a social network community, a conscious evolution enlightenment process of co-creation, evaluation of the former videos, basically the input feedback, the creation of a video, the response to the video, creating a new video, you might say getting to the essence of the essence or the highlights of context and meaning. With collective field and then people doing a new video that references the collective field of consciousness and where there was polarization or unification in the collective consciousness. And also whether there was coherence, heart coherence, in the field of consciousness at the time, or you'd be able to compare whether, with a flip of a switch, and with this hardware, you'd be able to check whether, the collective field when the respondents were either coherent or not. Now think about that. The effect of coherence on collective conscience, social conscience in our social networks. You'd be able to see the difference when response evaluation, like 100 or a million people, responding to a seminal event like, electing the President of the United States or representatives in you know, a global council of global netizens that are elected, you know, north, south, east, and west, you know, however that would be done, you know, from, you know, the eastern and western and northern and southern hemispheres, you know, you'd have a representative body that are elected in the language of the people and the nations and the regions of the world, so that the best and brightest, you might say, rise to the top to represent, you know, the collective conscience of global humanity. I mean, can you see how this would work? So we're talking about a biomimicry model of natural law, you know, Web 3.0 hardware, which has two basic functions corresponding to both left brain mind congruence for 3D evaluation and right brain heart coherence for 4D response in time, whether congruent or coherent or not at the time of context response. You know, basically, this process of co-creation as originating programs and evaluating programs and be able to see in that process, in that cycle of origination and evaluation and then origination of new programs, highlighting coherence and congruence in the former programs, you get to the essence of the essence. And it will be enlightening to see how the conscious field of interaction, you know, the response to these videos, is qualified by the heart coherence that governs mind congruence. And this is the point. It's coherence that governs congruence. And as we become more conscious of how we're conscious with this process, we'll all become more coherent and more congruent. And this is the revolution in higher consciousness. So the third basic function of hardware is a synergy of the first two functions, you know, the linear left brain logic and the nonlinear spherical right brain intuition. And with the balance of threefold frequencies, the threefold flame of power, wisdom, love, the synergy of this co-creation trinity is greater than the sum of the L plus spherical parts, qualifying 4D syntropy as leads to 5D capstone consciousness. Capstone conscience is the creative ascent process, which reverses this capstone conscience, 5D, reverses the entropy effects of divisive dysfunction and devolution. Syntropy reverses entropy, and this reversal of entropy, the downward spiral of civilization through syntropy, the upward spiral of civility and civilization, this is the global power shift now awakening. This is the shift in consciousness that's happening in the collective field of Earth's evolutions. So hold this vision of by and for golden age enlightenment at the heart of social conscience for a millennial Aquarian age in which education of the heart and the rise of the divine feminine principle inspires the divine masculine to cherish and honor the law and language of cosmic love at the heart of global enlightenment, holistic healing, and an economics of abundance. So there's three articles there. They're hot linked. One on global enlightenment, holistic healing, and an economics of abundance. And what that will look like, hold the vision, hold the immaculate concept, conceive it and believe it to achieve it. Now, if you dwell on the negative and go down the rabbit hole of inconvenient truth, there's a short video you can watch if you really want to go there. That unveils the energy veil, evil. Evil. That must be upgraded for good. I mean, some people, they want to, until they see how bad things are, they're not going to really appreciate the urgency to fulfill a vision of how good things could be. So the choice, I mean, you can go directly up the mountaintop rather than, you know, down, you know, in the subterranean rabbit hole. you can go up in frequencies of truth and love, the Aquarian mandate, that reveals an upward mobile awakening spiral that goes viral in September 2015. And I highly encourage, you know, you take the upward path, forward freely, pay it forward, make it so, the Aquarian mandate. In the larger scheme of eternal progression, there's common law, patterns of perfection, and common language for inspired direction, centering love within, so as we all enter in, we find a unity state with one clear mandate. Either we optimize unity or we're insensate. There are rules where our Creator's intention is self-evident to those who focus attention within and with all via true love's retention, wising up to rise up, conscious ascension, and a United States, co-creation's dimension. So, remember this September as a time of metamorphosis for the family of mankind in a global village whose divine destiny is our transformation in coherent harmony with natural law and order, the beautiful butterfly emerging as delicate wings for soaring. So here's the soul soaring. That's this first article. There's a picture up at Thompson Lake that I shot this last weekend. I hiked up into the Grizzly Wilderness to worship at the altar of natural law and do some fishing with my son Gabriel. And you've got a panoramic picture of Thompson Lake. It was a beautiful weekend we were up there. I just thought I'd add that. And the collective consciousness of mankind is a composite of the spiritual intention of everyone. This is a bottom line quote I have that you can read. And that's kind of the bottom line of that article, The Stairway to Enlightenment. Where we're going, how we're going to get there, the divine destiny of Earth's evolutions. This is a quote from David Hawkins, MD, PhD, author of Power versus Force, one of my favorite books. I'm going to go on to the other article real quick. I'm running out of time. It's Continuum News. You can read about that. That's actually www.continuumnews.com. You can just go right there and click on it. And there's a bunch of points there that are very congruent with the initiation, you might say, of higher consciousness, of our real self versus, you know, our true self versus a false self, and the choice that we all have. So I don't often do this, but I'm asking for your support of this HeartCom network. And there at the bottom of Continuum News, you can see the reference to what I'm referring to. Your support for optimal health while you support this network. Your own optimal health, the support of this network. There's a win-win here. You can protect your immune system against stressors in the environment. You can support your DNA's replication, repair, regeneration, and your full-spectrum health with Swedish pollen extract for more light, mental clarity for conscious choice, more life, vital force for cell immunity and repair, and more love balanced via hormone precursors. And you can read more about those hormone precursors for self-regulating homeostasis and healing in your glands, your chakras, your energy centers, and how you can do that with the Swedish pollen extract. And there's a link there, pollenx.com. You can just go to pollenx.com for more information on homeostasis and healing in your body, mind, and spirit. So I'm going to do a wrap here but with Continuum News, encouraging you to read this article. There's some keynotes, highlights. In the continuum, the infinite and eternal here-now mandate of, by, and for effective sensory perception beyond dense, unconscious, and heartless energies. Beyond the lockstep linear left brain letter of the law to appreciate the nonlinear spirit of intuitive knowing, all that is real for our conscious evolution ascent home, the gathering of the tribes of Israel in America, which is a keynote word, America, for I am race. If you scramble the letters to America, the I am race worldwide, you get America. What do you call that? It's an anagram. So we're talking about in the continuum, networking for the net worth of a more enlightened net reality for global netizens of Earth, with pure intent for conscious ascent in time. Again, we have that quote by Albert Einstein. Time is the persistent illusion that prevents everything from happening at once. It's not at all what it seems. It does not flow in only one direction, and the future exists simultaneously with the past. So in the continuum and the timeline from past through the present into the future, that relationship, as from left brain to balanced brain to right brain, the continuum, there's a simul-sensory coordination, a cooperation, a co-creation of instant, everywhere, interactive atonement, atonement. So, in the continuum, which we're basically beginning to experience individually and collectively with the rise in Schumann resonance, heartbeat of the earth, and the corresponding higher frequencies, alpha wave frequencies, that correspond to more right brain coherence. This is what's going on through the end of September. Now, we're going to see what happens. I mean, it'll speak for itself. Some people will, some won't. So what? Next, how this is going to play out in the collective conscience of humanity? Well, in the larger scheme of conscious evolution in the continuum, the future has already happened. And that's easier to conceive, believe, and achieve when you grasp the vision of the trends to a unity state of universal solidarity for all of us, quote-unquote, us as the united sovereigns of Earth. And there's that picture again of the Earth flag. I pledge allegiance to the Earth and to all beings who inhabit it and to the planet for which it stands, one world under love, indivisible, with peace and liberty for all. This is unity conscience. The divine destiny for Earth's evolution is not a mystery when known. There's no security without purity of intention, with focused attention on love's retention for conscious ascension in a unity dimension of the unified field law of the angles of God, geometric ordered divinity, that is at heart the golden ratio rule law language of heart coherence, as the universal language of the angels of love, our better nature. True self, the big me standard of universal solidarity, I am, represents united sovereignty of, by, and for our humanity. And that's that first video that I highly recommend you watch. If you haven't seen this yet, it just came out on 9/11/2015, about a week ago. So, Human the Movie, extended version, volume 1. It's a little bit long, but there are some tearjerkers in there. I mean, what is it that makes us human? Is it that we love, that we fight, that we laugh, cry, or curiosity, the quest for discovery? Well, driven by these questions, this filmmaker and artist spent 3 years collecting real-life stories from 2,000 women and men in 60 countries, working with a dedicated team of translators, journalists, and cameramen. He captured deeply personal and emotional accounts of topics that unite us all, struggles with poverty, war, homophobia, and the future of our planet mixed with moments of love and happiness. This volume one deals with the themes of love, women, work, and poverty. And then you have this understanding of the true self versus the false self, what the true self is, what the false self is. And we have the rise of the true self, and we have this rise of the inhumanes, the unreal self, the false self. Paul Craig Roberts has an article there you can read. But the point is, the global humanity has arrived to finally realize the Middle East represents the nexus of East and West, and that the psychopathic policy of endless Mideast war has created the humanitarian crisis of millions of refugees now fleeing their war-devastated homelands. People with a conscience know that this is inhumane, if not insane, and few are those who don't care to see the uprising and uprising of global humanity for sanity, the future of Earth, open source everything, And that article goes into where it's going, ready or not, open source everything. As Deepak Chopra says, this is that moment when in the proliferation of uncertainty and the proliferation of chaos, we are ready to take the next quantum leap in our evolution. So the understanding of where we're at now and in the future, in the continuum, where we're going and how it's already happened, an enlightened system of government that is truly culturing education of the heart, what that looks like, how that works, the tweaking of it, the mastery of it in the collective conscience of humanity, in our social networks, and the interactive process that will involve and evolve our individual and collective conscience for 5D social conscience in a way that is win-win, best for all, rather than win-lose, that polarizes and divides. So this is more than I was going to go into today. I'll let you finish this on your own. Consider the business of evolution as the evolution of business with the currency of conscience. So I'll be doing more articles on Continuum News, and I'll be posting that on my blog at HeartCom Network. I want to thank everyone for listening today, and basically keep the faith, see the good, and make it so. Make it so. To love with all your strength, mind, heart, and soul, and your netizen neighbor, and our global village as thyself. So thanks for listening again, and we'll catch you in a couple weeks. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.